original.
Some DZ with How We Do here on 93.5 Kootenai Co-op Radio in Nelson, BC.
It was about music. We'll be right back. time for the beam on the jay. Bounce down the street like make a lot of pop. Yeah, you're a beaver. Straight up, yo, five up. My name is Chinese sauce. They buy roots of this sweet reggae sauce. Tell you them that thing they only travel first class. We drink out of glass. We drink very fast. Tell them this how I need a group one. Man, I dig up on ya. Man, I dig up on ya. And we now wanna make a man. Run with the make a man. Man, I dig up on ya. They talk them governor. And we now wanna make a man. Go!
The show here with some Liquid Wicked and the Governor featuring Joseph Cotton. Gonna slow it down a bit and then wind it back up again here on the Norm L Kootenai Co-op Radio in Nelson, BC, January 28th, 2010. It's 10:18, and call into the studio if you like at 352-3706. And stay tuned to the Norm L. Thanks to the Roamers, a couple hours before, starting off from 8 till 10, Roaming Radio with Taylor and Ian. Yes, so. And then Licorice All Sorts is on at 7 on Thursdays. So Thursdays are a good night to tune in on the radio here at KCR, CJLY, 93.5, Nelson, BC.
Abandoned its pledges to reduce emissions. After coming to power in 2006, Conservative Prime Minister Stephen Harper led his country to withdraw from its commitments under the Kyoto Protocol.
We started by asking ourselves for some hard-headed questions, like what are realistic emissions reductions targets for Canada, and how exactly will we achieve them?
Harper's rejection of carbon emissions reductions has a lot to do with the Alberta tar sands. The western province is home to one of the world's largest reserves of bitumen, a mixture of earth and petroleum that requires vast amounts of water to extract, and which consumes enough energy to keep Canada from fulfilling any plan to cut emissions.
All of the easily exploitable large pools of so-called light sweet crude have probably been discovered. The oil industry will be forced to look harder, dig deeper, and spend more to find crude oil that will be ever more difficult to refine.
Alberta's tar sands have drawn widespread protest and civil disobedience from environmentalists, like Greenpeace activists who temporarily halted production at a Suncor tar sands mine in Fort McMurray, Alberta, last September.
The message we want to send today through our actions is that real climate leaders don't buy tar sands. We're taking action today because we need to send a strong message to world leaders that they need to reach a binding agreement in December at Copenhagen that will not only see an end to projects like Suncor's tar sands project and other tar sands projects, but also to put the brakes on catastrophic climate change.
Climate delegates met across town at the Bella Centre, a protest led by Indigenous peoples of Canada outside the Canadian embassy. Ariel Derringer is a member of the Athabasca Chipewyan First Nation and a campaigner with Rainforest Action Network.
I'm here today because I want to emphasize the importance of shutting down the Alberta tar sands because it is the most destructive industrial project on the planet. It is destroying my community, my family, and the community of Fort Chipewyan are dying of cancer. The rivers and the lakes are poisoned. It is my people that are paying the price of a select few that get to profit off of our lives, off of our culture. And the Alberta tar sands are not only destroying my people and my land, but they are creating the largest CO2 emissions from one single project in the world. Instead of decreasing the emissions in Alberta, we are increasing them at the cost of my family, my community, my culture, my way of life is being destroyed. For what? For oil? For what? For the profit of Canadian governments and corporations? For financial institutions that are making billions of dollars off the backs of my people?
A 2009 study by Edmonton's Cross Cancer Institute found that cancer rates in First Nations communities downstream from the tar sands were 30% higher than expected. Francois Paulette is an elder spokesman with Smith's Landing First Nation.
Where did I come from? It's a beautiful land. I come from 160 miles downriver of the tar sands. Unaffected by what is happening in the tar sands. Oil is money. Water is life. And water is being destroyed right before our eyes on our river. I just want to say the Prime Minister of Canada, Mr. Harper, the representative and representative of the oil industry and capital of the oil industry in Calgary, that you are killing our river, that you are killing our way of life.
Some of Canada's leading environmentalists and activists who've traveled to Copenhagen for climate talks joined Tuesday's demonstration. Among them, journalist and author Naomi Klein and Maude Barlow, chair of the Council of Canadians and co-founder of the Blue Planet Project.
It's very important that we show our solidarity with the First Nations people here, that they're not alone, they're not alone back in Canada, they're not alone here. And what we really want to say is that Canada is clearly taking a terrible position here in Kyoto, in Copenhagen, having dumped the Kyoto Protocol and committed to way less than we should have, for the simple reason that they will not deal with the tar sands. The tar sands, the oily footprints of the tar sands are all over Copenhagen. Everybody's talking about it. It's not the United States that's the outlaw. It's not China that's the outlaw. It's Canada.
We've heard again and again about what a destructive role the United States is playing in these negotiations. But the real truth is that the most destructive force inside the Bell Center is our government, the Canadian government. Because at least the Bush administration didn't sign the Kyoto Protocol. And the Obama administration says they won't sign the Kyoto Protocol because they won't follow it. Our government signed the Kyoto Protocol and then made a mockery of international law.
First Nations activists here say those international laws include treaty obligations to communities whose lands have been decimated by Alberta's tar sands. With Prime Minister Harper due to arrive here later this week, Ariel Derringer presented a representative of the Canadian Embassy with a basket full of demands for Canada's government.
I just wanted to deliver this basket to Stephen Harper.
Okay.
So if you can pass this on when you come to town, that would be fantastic.
Okay.
Would you like me to go over what's inside? We handed it off to a delegate from the Canadian Embassy to pass off to Stephen Harper when he arrives in Copenhagen later this week. And inside the basket were copies of the treaties that are being violated by the Alberta tar sands, or by the Canada's tar sands, rather, and copies of the Kyoto Protocol, which he signed on to, as well as a copy of the Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People, to remind him that there is something else that he needs to sign on to in order to really fully respect Indigenous people's rights and to move forward in a comprehensive way with climate change negotiations.
based on any particular data point, make sure you want to come up with a really good deal. Is who you're looking for.
Obama pledged that he would resume the security and prosperity partnership talks between Mexico and Canada that President Bush initiated.
We've got state.
We know that you are enemies of free humanity, and we are here standing against your tyranny.
it's all the work. All in America's children. Showbiz. And that's what you have today in politics. The Democrats and Republicans aren't really opposed to each other. Left and right.
if humanity has any hope of affecting real change for the better, it will not come from the Madison Avenue false reality makers who have cast Barack Obama as the savior of the world. To alter our course from tyranny to liberty, to defeat the corrupt elite, we must get past the puppets and confront the real power structure of the planet.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
Webster Griffin Tarver is an accomplished geopolitical analyst and historian. Among his scholarly works are the unauthorized biographies of George Herbert Walker Bush and Barack Hussein Obama.
Since Bush the Elder made a speech at the United Nations back in September of 1990 talking about the new world order, I think we've become confused about what's actually going on in the world. The New World Order is a more palatable name for the Anglo-American world empire. It's the planetary domination of London, New York, Washington over the rest of the world. It's hard to get people to join that or think they have a part in it if you call it the Anglo-American world empire. If you call it the New World Order, then people in India or someplace like that or the European Union might think, well, there's something in that for us too. But that's not what it is. It's the Anglo-American world order. It's really the old world order. The British Empire morphing into the American Empire, the U.S.-British world empire. This is what you can get.
Me. can't stop, they can't stop.
سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون.
Wow. Okay, just a little break there. So you've been listening to Kootenai Co-op Radio here in Nelson, BC, Canada. And the show is The Norm L. Here is some Chrome Star as we get back to the tunages.
لا الشمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر ولا الليل سابق المرسلون. فاليوم لا تظلم نفس شيئا ولا تجزون إلا ما كنتم إن أصحاب الجنة اليوم
في شغل foremost trends forecasters and is the founder of the Trends Research Institute.
People that are knowledgeable know that the fight that this country has been waging since its inception is for the central bankers not to take over the country. And that's why people like Andrew Jackson were elected. And that's why people revere people like Thomas Jefferson. The takeover is happening, and it's a corporate takeover.
Agents of the Bank of England attempted to assassinate President Andrew Jackson on multiple occasions because of his resistance against a private central bank being set up in the United States.
And it was something that Abraham Lincoln warned. And this is, by the way, why I believe in it. Despotic than monarchy, more insolent than autocracy, more selfish than bureaucracy. I see in the near future a crisis approaching that unnerves me and causes me to tremble for the safety of my country.
Match for you. saved, my young apprentice. They will be no match for you.
Corruption will follow, and the money power of the country will endeavor to prolong its reign by working upon the prejudices of the people until the wealth is.
Everyone is suffering in part from their bad decisions.
Assassination in the beginning of the war in Vietnam, the United States is a very powerful engine for world progress. It's the assassinations, the Kennedy assassination, and the others in the 1960s, the beginning of the Vietnam War, and the beginning of the absolute domination of the Wall Street over every other interest. Nobody else counts except the Wall Street money masters. That has now made the United States into no longer a force for progress, but something very different, often a force for destruction.
The military...
Thank you.
1, 2, 1, 2. It's bigger than
All right, so this is the Norm L, and going into part three of the show here. It's 11:31, you got about 28 minutes left and 40 seconds. So, just gonna start the part three off with some Mighty Bush. We have a Norm L, 93.5 FM. Nelson, BC, and thanks for the phone call. 352-3706 in the studio. Coming up is After Dark with Jay. Normal.
Hey, Howard, how's it going? I've had a really weird day. Some joker dropped bamboo in the penguin enclosure. They all vaulted out. It's a nightmare. It took me all morning to get them back in. What about you? Have you had a good day? What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
It's just that you seem a little...
Just that the zoo's falling apart!
What are you on about?
Look around. The place is crumbling. You know, there's no animals we've got worth speaking of.
But what about Mr. Bolo?
Bolo, yeah, 100-year-old ape. He's bringing him in, isn't he? He stinks.
Hey, come on. He's a wise old ape. He's brilliant.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's got a gift. He can talk. He tells me stuff.
Does he?
Yeah, he tells me about the future.
Really, the future? Does he tell you about the future of this place? The way it's all collapsing? The way it's just descending into nothingness and death and nothingness?
He didn't deal in that kind of bleak imagery.
No, he doesn't, does he? He deals in the imagery of you two riding off together on a banana horse to the land of magic pies. It's not on. This place is falling apart. You know whose fault it is, don't you?
Whose fault is it?
Bob Fossil.
Bob Fossil.
Coming over here with his fancy notions about how to run a zoo.
Announcement. God, would everyone please keep away from the muskrat cage? He's completely naked. I don't want anybody seeing his raw hiding. Except for another muskrat. But with the Russian family, please stop using the spiders as eye patches, you freak!
We'll be right back.
never like this. Not when Tommy ran the zoo.
Oh, God.
Tommy, where are you now? Tommy, where are you now? Tommy, where are you?
He's dead.
Don't say that about Tommy.
He fell in the ocelot pit. Everyone knows that.
They never found his body.
They munched him down like an old Twix.
I find that very difficult to believe, okay? Tommy was a big man.
So?
Yeah? What was he doing in the ocelot pit? He should have been in the chameleon boudoir. He was a lizard man.
Yeah, it was covering for another keeper.
And who was that other
keeper?
Quite
simple.
Who was that other keeper?
Bob Fossil.
Bob Fossil, exactly. Do you see what I'm saying here? See what I'm trying to build? You know? He was a big man anyway. An ocelot was no match for Tommy. Tommy was a big jungle warrior, trained in the art of forest combat. You know, he knew about how to deal. He could handle himself, Tommy. He was a big man, a handsome man.
Handsome.
A brave man.
Handsome?
Yes.
I've seen footage of him. He had a big wide head.
Yeah.
Little stumpy legs.
Yeah, well, that was the look, wasn't it, in the 1940s?
What,
that was all
the barrel head?
It was all the rage, the big head and the short legs. Women would swoon when Tommy shuffled into a room. Didn't you know that?
I find that very hard
to believe.
It's
all true, a different aesthetic then, you know. Look, I mean, look at you now.
What?
Okay, look at
you. What's wrong with me?
Look at your feather cut, the little jeans, the little bony face,
yeah.
The cheekbones. You'd put
I'm
you back.
Contemporary.
Transport you back to the 1940s. Yeah, you'd be immediately imprisoned for being a witch. Okay, Tommy, his look, that was only just one part of what Tommy had.
Really?
Yeah, one part of his all-round package. Tommy was many.
He was an all-round package.
He was, and he had many other facets to his bow. This place, he wanted to be a menagerie of exotic animals, all roaming around in their natural habitat. Not what I see now. What was Fossil doing? I look around, there's apes dressed in little blue pants.
I know, it's
there's
shocking.
A fox dressed as a nurse.
It's not on.
It's just I've had enough. I'm going to find out what happened to Tommy. He wasn't killed. He's alive.
No.
I know he's alive.
Howard,
I can sense it. And I'm going to find out what happened to him. I'm going to go to where
Howard.
He was last seen, Vince.
No way.
I'm going to the jungle room.
That is a kind of fresh madness.
Well, I don't care. I'm going there. Okay.
No one's been in there.
Yeah.
For years and years.
Exactly.
25 years.
It's quite convenient.
It's all boarded up. You're not even allowed in there. Fossil says so.
Really? I don't care about Fossil's little instructions. They call me the Maverick. I'm going in there, Vince. It's a dangerous mission. And I'm asking you if you want to come with me. Are you in?
I'd like to, but I've got to play table tennis with Mr. Bolo.
Okay. Well, now at least I know where you stand. Thanks. That's a cheeky. Okay. Get your stuff. Let's go, Legend.
I can't. I'm playing table tennis.
Second turn got me. That's good. I'll get your stuff. Should we go now?
I'm really playing table tennis.
been branded a witch in the 40s.
No.
Oh, good.
Banana horse. Very good, and we fly in a horse of banana good.
Good, I was a bit worried for a while.
You're happy now?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Moon. Moon, where the hell are you? Hey, you over there.
Who, me?
No, King Tut.
Hello.
Yeah, have you seen Howard Moon? Big tall guy, looks like a freak giraffe.
No way, ain't seen him all morning.
All right, well, listen, the zoo is falling up. What are the Russians doing in my booth? Listen, you, the baboons are naked. Their tits are flapping all over the place. They need some bras, quick. Now, pronto, get them on. All right, you do it fast. I've got to get to the booth. Jeez, I need some drugs.
Mate,
I need your help.
Hello there, fella. I know you.
What?
You're the guy who plays table tennis with the apes.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And you got beat today.
What?
Pretty bad.
What?
Bolo whooped your ass today.
Who told you that?
Bolo.
He's such a liar.
Ooh.
He's a filthy liar. Anyway, that's none of your business. I need your help. Where's the jungle room?
Well, sometimes if you're looking for a place, it can help to look inside yourself.
What?
Just something I say.
Where's the jungle room?
Open by the Cockerel Lounge, turn left at Chameleon Boudoir. You'll find it there.
Cheers, thanks, mate. And if you see Fossil, yeah, don't tell him you saw me, whatever you do.
Look over there, sir. You're in a rush. Some time to help to look around at the tree.
Also, at the people that Obama has put on his appointments list, it's all Wall Street. It's government of Wall Street, by Wall Street, and for Wall Street. There's nobody from heavy industry. There's nobody from the auto sector. Nobody from Silicon Valley. Nobody from big oil. Nobody from defense. No labor. No women. No retirees. No small business. Nothing. It's pure Wall Street. Only people who have a voice in Obama's council are Wall Street finance oligarchs. That's all there is.
What's the cause of this tension anyway?
longer that can last. All these signs are violent, violent, violent. Excessive consumption.
So anyways, this is the Normal closing out here. It's 1:53 and 13 seconds. And CJ milling about out there, stalking around. So it's time for me to get out of here. Thanks for tuning in tonight on the Normal 93.5 Kootenai Co-op Radio in Nelson, BC. And it's every Thursday night. Ben and I alternate. But After Dark is every Thursday night, coming up at midnight. Normal and Kootenai Co-op Radio.
voice for human rights.
If they controlled it before, what makes you think they're not controlling it now? The country was on the verge of revolution. They threw a black man up. Now you're like,
was a great opportunity to bring in the new world order.
I give you the future.
Just 5 minutes after the hour of midnight here on CJLY. My name's Jay. Show's called After Dark. We kicked off a little bit of noise straight out of Philadelphia by three crazy guys who dress up in mice costumes. They go by the name of White Mice. We heard a song called The Maze. Got a good show for you tonight. We're going to go all the way pretty much till 3 o'clock in the morning with